This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Oh, I'm so excited. I've got a very good friend on the line, but she also happens to be the star of the mega musical Hamilton. Chloe Zuhl, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us on Joy Weekend Brekkie, Chloe.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. It's taken a while because we were trying to get this interview months ago and we nearly got you, but then Sydney went into lockdown and so everything went on pause. But the good news is Hamilton has just reopened at Sydney's Lyric Theatre this week. You play Eliza. Tell me all about it. How's the week been?
Yeah, I mean, the first day back was crazy because I don't think we'll ever experience anything like that again, where it's the adrenaline of opening night, but your body understands what you're doing. You know, for an opening night, you're still trying to understand what your timings are for being side stage and like when you can go and get water, and you know, you're still working things out. So there's other things to focus on, whereas this time we already knew what we were doing. So all we had to focus on was the adrenaline and how scary it all was. And the audience was electric. They, when he said Alexander Hamilton, they screamed for so long. And the energy coming off everyone was just crazy. So I really felt that first performance that I was floating above my body, staring at myself, being like, what are you doing? But it was amazing, and it was amazing to be back. And slowly but surely, I've watched all of us, myself included, come back into our bodies over the week and start to adjust to being back in front of an audience, doing the show that we know so well but haven't done for a few months. So it's been a learning adjustment process.
Of course, of course. Now, look, Hamilton is, you know, it's a major hit worldwide. We in Australia waited for years and years to get it. We finally got it. It was cast, you know, largely with local Australians, which is just an incredible achievement. Anyway, that, you know, we have the talent to be able to have our own production of this incredible show. You get this plum role and it opens and it all, you know, you kind of, it looks like the next couple of years of your life are set and ready to go, and then it all kind of stops for a second. Tell me a little bit about what the last few months have been like for you, but for the entire Hamilton cast who got these dream jobs.
Yeah, I think last lockdown for me, I really struggled. I was doing Six, the musical, and we just completely stopped. And because no one knew what this pandemic was and what was going to happen on the other side of it, I wasn't even sure that the industry would come back at all and what it would look like on the other side. And so I really had such a hard time the last lockdown. So coming into this lockdown, I felt like there was more hope because we had the vaccine, because we'd seen the industry come back in some way. So for me personally, I made a promise to myself that I was going to do this lockdown differently. And then because of the success of Hamilton, knowing the show and the way that it's received and just the fact that the product itself is incredible, I really had faith that we would come back in some way, shape or form. I felt like we were going to come back. So that kind of kept me going throughout the time. And I live by the beach, so I was able to go to the beach and swim in winter and just keep busy and hang out with my husband and keep faith that we would be back. And to be really honest, the show is so, so difficult, much more difficult than I think it looks. So it was initially quite a welcome break to just take a step back, zoom out and breathe. And I think in the end, that's been a blessing for us. I can't speak for everyone in the cast, but for me personally, to be able to have a break, have some hindsight and come back into it with some perspective has been amazing for me personally.
Chloe, hi, it's Paul here. Congratulations on the role. I've seen the show in London. It's amazing. One of the things I was going to ask you as an actor, I mean, physically demanding going through a whole show of an evening. I know it, you know, there's a lot of stress on the voice, on the body. But with Hamilton, there is so much emotion. How do you get yourself through a performance? Because it must be like, you know, all your emotions, all of your energies, both mentally and physically, are being tested. How do you get through that?
That's such an awesome question, Paul. Thank you. That is something I'm still working on, and that's part of what I didn't anticipate with the with this role. I looked at it and I knew that it would be difficult, but I didn't anticipate just how difficult it would be. And the emotional journey of Eliza is a gift. Absolutely, it's a gift. And I always think that we are so lucky as artists to be able to move through that many emotions and express ourselves in that way through our art. However, going to those places every night is taxing, and it does cost me a lot. So it's something that I'm still working on making sustainable, 8 shows a week, because with the vocal load, with the emotional load, it really does weigh me down. So I promised myself that coming back into it this time, that I would work out a way for it to be achievable 8 times a week. And yeah, I'm still working on it.
But I know.
But I do feel grateful for it, because I like that I get to really experience a full range of human emotions within the character of Eliza, from the start of the show and the youthful, joyful moments all the way to the final moments of the show.
It's amazing as an audience member, and I think particularly on Hamilton, watching some of those scenes is actually difficult. And actually, you know, there were people laughing, there were people crying, there were people with looks of shock on their faces. To give everything as a performer, you know, that's the reaction you get from us when we're watching you. So, you know, don't lose the thought that, you know we're putting you through your paces, but every ounce you put into it, you're getting a whole bunch more back from that audience. So, thank you for bearing with it. And, you know, I cannot believe how taxing it must be for you, but it's stunning, and we love you doing it.
I'm very lucky. It's very rewarding. I do hear lots of sniffles in the audience, which I like. I can feel that people are with us. Very lovely.
Oh. Hey, now we are running out of time, but I just want to, before we let you go, of course, it's playing in Sydney. You're taking bookings right through to the 27th of February, book@ticketmaster.com, and through the Hamilton Australia website. But the other great news for Victorians and Melbourne in particular, Chloe, is that you've announced officially that you're going to come down to Melbourne from March. What theatre will you be playing at?
We'll be at Her Majesty's Theatre, Exhibition Street. Be there or be square.
Yeah, tickets through Ticketek. How excited are you guys to bring this incredible show back to the theatre capital of Australia, Melbourne? I know I'm being controversial in saying that.
Oh, Jono.
No, it absolutely is, of course. I love doing shows in Melbourne. I love where the theatres are in Melbourne. I love that they're all in that same sort of little district. And I love that when there are other shows on, you're always bumping into other performers. It feels like a Broadway vibe. And I haven't been, I usually am always in and out of Melbourne. And because of our friend, the pandemic, I haven't been to Melbourne since before my wedding, so in 2019. So I'm really looking forward to being back and going to all my favourite places there and just hanging out in the city. It's awesome.
Ah, Chloe, we are so excited to have you down in Melbourne. But of course, if you are up in Sydney, get along to see Hamilton, the Sydney Lyric Theatre, booking through till the 27th of Feb. All ticket details at Ticketmaster. Chloe, have an incredible Saturday, double show. I'm doing a double show with your good husband.
Yeah, I'm going to FaceTime you guys and we can get ready together.
Brilliant. All right. Thanks, Chloe. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Chloe. And best of luck with the run.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.